Your time is now. Let's make this moment last.
Welcome to the 24-25 season of the Keeping Up Appearances podcast. Before you listen to this episode, please head over to our social medias and hit that follow button. You can find us on X at Keeping Up Apps and on TikTok and Instagram at Keeping Up Apps Pod. Please also hit that subscribe button on YouTube where we are at Keeping Up Appearances. I've always wanted to say that.
How many questions have we got, Bob?
Well, it's up to you. I've made 10 because I was
10?
being thorough and prepared, but can cut it down depending on how we get on.
Are we staying in the same teams or are we going to change each time? Should we stay in the same teams?
Yeah, stay in the same team. I've spent enough time preparing them, not doing even more fannying around.
I've done 10 times too many questions, though.
No, I've done so much preparation. I've put a spreadsheet together to calculate everything, so I can just do it quickly.
Wow,
it's unbelievable.
He doesn't care when it's not his game. He's never actually put any effort in. That was his game, and
now that's sort of the Brandon Elks as well.
Yeah, that is true.
Have you told what's it called?
Well, the segment's now called Leon Osman's House of Games.
Oh yeah.
Look at Tosh's gutter because he didn't come up with it.
I'd have gone Russell Osmonds, to be fair, from the Ipswich side of the 80s, but your choice.
I'd have gone Donny.
Is he not in yet?
But there's no waiting room.
No.
I don't think there is waiting room.
There was one time where wasn't there one time we didn't let Hutchie in or something because we were scared?
No, we're not in control of that. I always remember that time when he came on. And as soon as we saw him pop up, we were like terrified, and it was like boring conversation ever because we didn't know what to say. And he was—he's like,
joining now, by the way. Yeah. He just messaged.
How are we?
Have you listened before, Jack?
Yes, I listened. Basically, when you said, I seen that on your thing that it said like season two would come out, so I listened to the first one, and on the way to work when I was driving, so I listened to that.
Did you make it to the end, or?
I would, but yeah, in two separate parts because the drive weren't as long as the podcast. So
that's impressive to me. Most people don't make it to the second part.
So, welcome to this week's episode of the Keeping Up Appearances podcast. As we said last week, we are very pleased and happy to have our guest with us today. JDB Football, one of the biggest names in TikTok, the home of GoPro Football, I think he goes by.
Yeah, that's the one.
Around 90,000 followers on there, videos amassing over 5-7 million views. So if you are on TikTok, get on to Jack, JDB Football, give him a watch, some great content. We linked up with Jack in the summer for one of our charity games. I think the footage is on his pages. So yeah, please do check that out. Jack, great to have you with us.
Yeah, it's good to be here, man. I've been excited. I've been waiting for a while. It's been a while since we last seen each other and spoke to each other, ain't it? So good to be here.
Good stuff.
We also didn't mention Carl that Jack was our backstage pass at that charity match as well.
Jack was very much our backstage pass at that charity match, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, I like it. We wouldn't have got any videos without him. Thanks very much.
Yeah. You've got to sneak your way into these places, you see. You've got to push.
I know. I think we'll get better, hopefully, won't we, the more we do it.
Yeah, it's very much our Dutch courage that day. Nice one, Jack. Good stuff. So, Bob, we've heard big things about today's game. Do you want to please tell us what's going on?
It can only go pear-shaped from here. So, welcome to this week's quiz segment, which is now being renamed Leon Osman's House of Games. You certainly can't accuse us of any Everton bias on this podcast. As you may have guessed, we're going to play around from yet another TV show that may sue us for copyright infringement. The round is called Distinctly Average. Tosh, Sean, Jack and Cal will be split into pairs. You'll be asked a pair of questions with numerical answers. Your team's answer for each round will be the mean average of the two numbers sent by each team member for each question. No conferring allowed. Closest team to the correct answer wins a point. At my discretion, I may award a bonus point if you bang on the money. I'll ask as many questions as you can tolerate. So prepare to send your answers numbered 1 to whatever we get to on the chat. So send that on the chat, but just to me, not everybody else. Does that make sense?
That's the most official anyone's ever sounded on this podcast. Okay.
Script written.
I've got a question,
Bob.
Bob, are we sending answers one at a time or all at the end?
Preferably all at the end.
I reckon we do it at the end of every question, Bob.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do that. Then we can swerve it after three.
You have to do the intro again now, Bob.
I'm not doing that again. Are we ready for question one?
Yes, ready.
So some of these questions are a bit...
What teams are we in?
Oh, shit. Yeah, I should have...
See, so he spent so long writing the script, he forgot everything else.
I had actually written that part out as well, but forgot to say it. So we'll go for Rob Page and Tosh and Cal and Jack.
Nice one.
Are we ready for question one?
I'm going to get shouted out of here, aren't I?
So, question one. The year of birth of the Premier League's greatest ever left-back.
Are we telling Jack who that is, or...?
Oh, no. I'm assuming, anyway. I'll get it. So, the year he was born?
Yeah, so that's a number.
Okay.
If we get
that's
it...
really patronising, but it's just the...
If we get it in between, is that like if it's halfway, if we average of 0.5, is that the middle of the year? Are you going to work that out? Or I might go decimals to try and play it tactically. I know where his birthday is.
Wouldn't it be count?
I don't really.
I do.
I'm just sending it to Bob, yeah. Now.
Right. Let me send this over. Oh, it can't be. Oh my god, that could be bad.
Yeah, you haven't done last week, have you?
Oh no, here we go, that's it.
You might be spot on though, because you don't actually know who the player is.
He's got Ashley Cole, so technically he's right.
Do you want the answer and who's won the first round then?
Yeah, go on. Jack looks terrified. Put him out of his misery.
He shouldn't be.
Oh, spoiler.
I'll be more efficient on the next one, honestly.
Yeah, by the 10th, you'll be all right.
Yeah. So, the correct answer is 1984.
Oh.
Leighton Baines was born in 1984. So, Tosh said 1987. Sean said 1988.
Close thinking, though.
You better not have screwed us over here.
Jack was bang on with 1984, and Cal said 1981. So, Cal and Jack win the first round, and I will give a bonus point for Jack getting a bang on, because he had to decipher that I was obviously talking about Leighton Baines. So
it's right, Jack.
I did guess. I thought who the only decent Everton player.
you are right there, to be fair. So question two, the number of senior appearances for the Republic of Ireland made by Declan Rice.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
For the full team, Bob, yeah?
Yeah, the first team.
Senior appearances, yeah.
Ooh, okay.
I think I know that within one or two.
Yeah,
I think I've seen on the senior on the 12 hours the other day.
God. Without giving answers away, what is the rule on that? I didn't realise he played a senior game.
I've definitely mentioned it on my rants before that he's made appearances for the senior team.
No, I just suppose they said appearances. Someone might have gone one.
Well, it did. The question was number of senior appearances anyway, so if you were listening.
Right, I'm just going to have a guess, Tosh, because I haven't got a clue.
Well, don't go silly guess.
I've gone, 1984 I've gone.
So the answer is 3, and both teams said 3 and 4, so no winners on that round.
Did I say 4? I can't remember that.
No, you said 3. Cal said 4. Tosh.
Cal, you're letting the side down, are you?
I know, yeah.
Jack's got a bang on twice and you're letting him down. And Harry Redknapp hasn't even been mentioned.
Wait till that comes up.
Question 3.
So do I get a bonus point for being bang on that one like Jack did? Or
no, because there was the layer of me not being clear who the best left-back in the Premier League was. Question 3. The number of Premier League goals scored by Jimmy Floyd Hasselbank.
Now you've got me.
More than 3.
4.
If you get this one, bang on, I'll be impressed.
Have you just sent 4 again, Sean?
What's the number of Premier League goals?
Yeah.
Has everyone submitted?
I haven't, because I'm going to be so off here.
Yeah, well, I was hoping you'd be.
I've literally got no idea here. I'll go. I wonder if you can work out how I've done that, Bob.
Oh, you know what? I'm changing it. Is VAR, is that allowed?
No.
No.
Oh.
Final answer.
Cal,
the correct answer is 127.
Oh, okay.
So, team Jack and Cal submitted 100 and 134. Tosh and Sean went for 94 and 123. So again, Cal and Jack win.
Yes.
What are you playing at, Tosh?
You know what? I was trying to think. I thought it was low. I couldn't think. I remember him seeing on like them Premier League 100 clubs that I've watched a load of them. I don't think I've seen it.
That's what I was trying to think of that.
Can I just say, if Tosh would have been around for last week's podcast during the Cuba Days wins, you would have realised that Hasbank was an answer on the top 30.
I was wondering if he was.
Yeah. Maybe you picked Hasselbank subconsciously based on last week's episode.
He was on the top 30, so yeah, Tosh was having technical problems though, Dad. So
yeah.
Right, so Bob, if we have 5 questions here, me and Tosh can only tie here, can't we?
Unless you get it bang on.
Oh, yeah, we can't even do that. Right, come on, Tosh, you've got to get it on here.
Okay, so question 4, the total number of Premier League appearances made by Keeping Up Appearances legend Jason Kumas.
Wow.
They're not as niche, the rest of them.
The last one.
Is that literally for one team? He only played for one Premier League team, didn't he?
I can't be giving answers away, but did he?
Stop giving away spoilers there, Sean. They might not have known that. We need to win this.
Sorry.
I really don't know. This could be a terrible apology, Sean.
Yeah, I was about to say, Cal.
Yeah. Nah, I think we're all just stabbing in the dark here.
The correct answer is 96, which I was quite surprised by. So the average for Team Tosh and Sean was 81. And for Jack and Cal, their average was 67. So
yes.
Finally.
How many did you go?
I went to 45, me.
I think I said 89. I don't know. I forgot what you said it was.
96.
Oh, shelter.
I know, Cal, he's dragged you through you and then you let him down again.
not on the last one.
I can't even lie. I genuinely have... The only reason I know who that player is because I heard it in a Luke Pingu video about 3 days ago. I've never heard of him in my life.
Baller. Baller.
Yeah. House legend.
I don't know how many questions you want to go through here, so we'll We'll do one more. Already had some great questions for the rest of it.
We'll save them for next time.
Yeah, true. Okay, so as Jack is a Tottenham fan, we'll go for a North London derby question. So as of the 28th of April 2024, the North London derby has taken place 195 times. How many times have Tottenham won in this fixture?
Three.
Still more than ever have beat Liverpool. Yeah, I was going to say. How many, Bob? 195.
Yeah, 195.
I think I've gone too high. Good then.
I think I've gone too high as well. I'm not going to lie.
I think I've gone too low though, Tosh. So.
Oh, the rules of the game will suit us here, Sean.
Yeah.
But I don't know what your too low is.
I don't know.
So the correct answer is 61.
Oh wow, okay.
So Tosh said 70, Sean 53. Jack said 89, Cal 40. So Tosh and Sean take the victory there.
However, so, we still lose, don't we?
Yeah, so
do we have the
Sorry?
How close is that between us?
Difference of Sean's Tosh was 0.5. You were 3. Get me words out properly. You were 3.5 out.
We were 0.5 out.
Yep.
And we're not getting a bonus Crazy. Point.
Nah, it's not.
That's not dead on.
No, I said bang on, Sean.
Yeah, 0.5.
Well, if you want the bonus point, you need a tiebreaker then.
Come on, should we do it?
I've got one. Because
you gave dished out a random bonus point. We've won two each and there's a draw.
Okay, just
we've got a bonus point.
Yeah, our bonus point. Our answer was more impressive then.
Also, can Callum stop saying we? You did nothing.
Yeah, that's
are you team
mine? Terrible answer again there.
Okay, I'm gonna say we're having one bonus question because I want to shout.
It'll be one more unless Tosh gets it.
Yeah.
I can't believe you're trying to claim the bonus point, Callum. You should have to duck the points.
You should, to be fair. So, the tiebreaker. From 1993 to 2022, EA Sports released 29 editions of the FIFA game series, excluding World Cup and FIFA Street editions. With the exception of the first FIFA International Soccer, each game had a year included in the name. If you were to add up the numbers in the name of the FIFA releases, what total would you get?
Can you answer the question? Is like FIFA 03, is FIFA 03 3, or is it FIFA?
No.
Open to interpretation.
Yeah. Oh, cleverly, Tosh.
Yeah, and by interpretation, it's my interpretation.
I know, I had that game. That was the one with Edgar Davids on
it. It was on the front, yeah. Callum's going to say 40. He said that the last six guesses.
So we're just adding up the years of FIFA. Was that essentially the question? I got lost in the.
So Bob,
how long-winded the question was?
I don't think that was that difficult to.
So yeah, you're adding up the years, starting from 93.
Not from 93.
It was from 93 till now, wasn't it?
Oh, can we just concede, Tosh?
No, I've got this.
I haven't.
From 93 to 2022, a load of the FIFA games had numbers indicating the year for each edition. Add up those numbers.
And what were they after 22?
Well, it's no longer 23 after. It's no longer FIFA, is it?
Definitely was then.
Ridiculous.
Mad question.
I'm just guessing here, Tosh.
I'm chucking a number in.
Yeah, I don't care either.
You won't be in this mess if you'd actually given a good answer, Cal.
If you went so flaky bob and scared the tosh, you would have won. We would have been home and hosed.
I don't know. No, I claim when you won.
Have you talked about Leeds Trundle by now?
Spoiler.
Cal, I'm not going to lie. There's no point thinking about it because my answer is outrageous.
I bet it's still closer than Callum's.
Well, I'll go like outrageously low and we'll see if we meet in the middle.
40 again. It's going to be 40 again. I'm not going to lie. I reckon I've got a bang on. My only qualm is if he's counted like FIFA 17 as 2017, then I've got a big problem.
I think that's the trick he's trying to play.
That's the only reason I wanted to go for that question.
Because it was FIFA 12. Wasn't it? I remember that.
Has everyone answered?
Cal's cheating here.
Yeah, Cal's definitely.
Cal's got his abacus out.
The
thing is, with the calculator, you'll probably still get it wrong.
Definitely.
Yeah. I don't know, it's the maddest question.
Have you put an answer in, Cal?
Yeah.
Well, I worked out there was 790, so I did 7 times 90 and then added up something to run from there.
I think, would it not have been like 1993?
Oh, would it?
I think it was FIFA 1999.
So,
was it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so, from 93 onwards, we got FIFA International Soccer, FIFA Soccer 95, FIFA Soccer 96, FIFA 97, FIFA 99, FIFA 2000, FIFA 2001, FIFA Football 2002. Oh. 2003, 2004, 2005. Then it goes FIFA 06, FIFA 07, onwards to FIFA 23. So the total number included in the FIFA series is 12,663.
Cal, I think we won this one.
So.
I'm not sure.
Drum roll.
I already know the answer.
Jack said 464. Cal said 4,000. Tosh said 850. And Sean said 11,265.
Oh,
well,
Sean.
Well done.
So the winners are Rob Page and Michael Tosh.
12,000. I don't even have to count up to 12,000, let alone add the titles of 12,000.
Thanks, Sean, for that, Bob. That was great.
We got time for anything else, or?
No. Nice one, lad, TV.
It should have been quick fire. It took too long sending your answers.
Took too long for you to do the intro.
I had to do about seven times.
I'm the last question.
Right then.
Nice. Question. I had more words than years there's been a FIFA.
Count the characters in that last clue.
Sometimes you just have to send
it. To be fair, Bob.
Right then. So moving on to Maroon 5. Last week, you may remember, we looked at players we'd bring back from the 90s in aid of Oasis returning. And our winner with 53% of the vote on X was Ian Wright. So Ian Wright's off to join Kumas, the aforementioned Kumas, Zidane, Simeone, the Derby team from 07-08 on the island. This week, in aid of our special guest, we're going to look at our best football and showboaters. So our most skillful players, showboating, whatever you sort of interpret it as, we're going to go for them. So our favourites, doesn't have to be Premier League specific. So we've said any football, past or present, who would be your favourite? Callum, would you like to go first?
I will go first. And I obviously gave a little hint before, if it makes the edit. But I am going to go with a fellow Hightonian who I think is of kind of this new era, maybe just passing, the OG showboater. He made Soccer AM Showboat what it was. I was doing it in the lower leagues when that just wasn't the thing to do. He was flamboyant, he had flair, he could score. His chest control, I think, is the best chest control in the world, quite possibly. Sweet left foot. And there's definitely a few moves that you could probably remember of his that are quite iconic. You have the shoulder roll in the middle of the pitch, before he passes it. I think he also made this skill, I don't know how you describe it, it's a bit like an elastico, but he kind of rolls the ball over his foot then turns the other way, as if you're like faking to go one way. I am talking about, of course, Lee Trundle, who I think is just the absolute ultimate showboater. I think he was a player like the... I don't think there were any players around like him at the time he was playing. Obviously, playing in the lower leagues, I think Championship was possibly the highest he got. And even then, he was great with Swansea that year. Still doing the tricks, still scoring goals, still a very exciting player to watch. It was always one of those where you would have loved him just to have a little go in the Premier League, just to see what he was like and see if he could do it in the Prem. But yeah, taking you back to the nostalgic feels again of Soccer AM, the show about being the highlight of your week. You know, back in a time where, you know, there wasn't as many avenues to watch clips of skill as there is nowadays, and like on social media and stuff, you waited all week to see Showboat, and yeah, Lee Trundle was on it more often than not. And I also have a prop today which might just win me a few more points. I was in the Chapel Brook Charlie Chalks, I don't know what year, but I think Lee Trundle was still playing for Wrexham at the time. There was
last year, wasn't it?
There was a football hanging around, and here's a Lee Trundle signed ball that I have from back in the day.
Is that still pumped up?
Yeah, it's quite soft now, but it's there. So yeah, a Lee Trundle signed ball, the OG showboater.
Can I just ask
my nomination for M5? You can, that's Sean.
How do you think the ball's going to win your vote? I'm intrigued.
I think
Trundle will be loving it.
Trundle will love it. Probably bring out memories. And I think it's just, yeah, listeners will and watchers will view that and think, voting for him.
Yeah.
Probably.
So, what you should have said, though, is the Charlie Chalks.
He said, in the Charlie Chalks, he did the shoulder roll with that ball.
No, he did.
Oh, show us how he did it.
Yeah. If you do it, I'll vote for you.
Hans, you can have that when we do the picture later on as well. I'll hold it there.
I'm all right, you know.
I don't get views.
Are you just picking Lee Trundle because he did like a couple of our tweets?
Yeah, absolutely.
That certainly helped.
It's coming to help, but any showboats you think of, I think of him as like the original showboat, because I just think of like the Soccer AM showboats, and it is him. He made almost like a media career kind of thing out of showboating, didn't he? He wouldn't have been as known if it wasn't for showboating. Yeah, he's my nomination. Lee Trundle.
Yeah, I mean, we're toying with again the lines of like being a bit too obvious, but then sometimes being obvious is the right option, isn't it? Like,
yeah.
Just everything I'd say for Callum is amongst the other names that are going to be picked, these, I suppose not many people outside of Heighton will be picking Lee Trundle, do you reckon?
Swansea.
Yeah,
Swansea's gone to Wrexham. So, plenty of people talk. I'm wearing massive in Bristol, so.
Would have thought so.
We'll be so you never know. So, yeah, Lee Trundle, my nomination for M5.
Fair comments. I think a good suggestion from Callum to open us up. Lee, if you're listening, get voting on X, get retweeting. He loves it, doesn't he?
Lee, if you're listening from the island that you're already on, give us a little like.
Are we actually sure he is on it?
Yeah, he went on with Cal. Bob's Heighton 11. Oh no!
Wasn't. Did I win that one?
You did the Knowsley 11.
Yeah, Knowsley 11.
Who's along with?
He wasn't that.
Oh yeah, he is in here with the Heighton team. Yeah. So yeah, he is on with Bob. Yeah, I remember that because I had to find a picture of Jamie Jones to put on the, the Twitter. That's how I know he won.
Get in.
Jack's got no ideas what's going on here, by the way, but just bear with it, Jack. I'll go next. I think I'll go from one end of the spectrum to the absolute other. So I'm going to be picking. I struggle with this one, to be honest. I couldn't think. I think someone like Trundle is like, he is that sort of showboat. I'm going to go for a modern day one. Well, not the last couple of years, but I'm going to go for Neymar. And I think for me, just seeing, obviously, when he first came around, you'd see all them clips of him back in Brazil in Santos, and you'd see all them sort of clips and the goals he scores that won the Puskás Award. and all the different flicks and tricks he do. And then he brought it to Barcelona. The first time I seen him, I think, was in the Confederations Cup 2013, just before the year before the World Cup and just before he came to Barca. And just an unbelievable player. I think one of my absolute favourites. So skillful, so many different skills. As Callum said about Trundle, making up like different skills. You see like clips of him controlling on his back, rainbow flicks, etc. I just think he's an absolute joy to watch. I actually think the reason I didn't want to pick him, I was thinking, I think he's a lot more than just a showboater. I think his passing, his shooting, his general stuff is just unbelievable. But for me, I would always say he's the best Brazilian footballer I've seen, I think. And then that's a different sort of debate to go along. But yeah, my absolute favourite. I'm not going to say much more because I think it speaks for itself. But I'm going to go for Neymar.
Are you forgetting about Joe?
And Joe played for Everton, of course. Yeah, he's the obvious one.
Have you met him in a Charlie Chalks or anything? Or
no, not the time he was in there. I wasn't.
Not yet.
No, yeah. That was too late.
Shame.
No, I haven't got a signed footy of him either. So I know it's bringing it down. And Neymar, if you're watching on Twitter, I know we've had something. Have we had engagement from Neymar, Sean? Or
I think he commented on the TikTok the other day. Yeah.
I knew it was one of Trundle or Neymar, but I couldn't remember. But
yeah,
that's why I picked him, just in case. I expect some this time.
I think we are on his radar. That's all we need to know.
Yeah, but yeah. Any other thoughts on Neymar? Someone come back at me now.
He's a bit of a weirdo, isn't he?
I think so.
Takes one to know one here, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's a bit too fond of his sister, isn't he? Doesn't he always feign injury when it's his sister's birthday or something like that?
That is the rumour.
Look how uncomfortable Tosh is here.
He's more likely to get on the island of cows on with that behaviour.
I think Neymar's actually a great choice.
Back in the day,
Santos, his dribbling skills are unbelievable. Playing the Brazilian way. Yeah, good chance. You can't really argue.
Well, yeah, maybe a bit too obvious, but...
Yeah, but that might get the votes.
Well, that's what we're playing for. Yeah, we forgot to mention Jack at the start as well, because Callum won last week's poll. He gets to boot one of us off, so the worst suggestion by it for Callum is that he's going to eliminate some.
No.
Yeah, I don't reckon he'll do you, Jack, just because you're polite, so be one of us he gets rid of. Well, maybe his biggest competitor. It's always been that Trundle Neymar rivalry, so he could get rid of
that's the debate of the ages, isn't it?
Sean, do you want to go next?
Yeah, I was going to say, speaking of the person Callum's going to kick off, I'll go next. So I am fairly certain I am going to get kicked off because I'm choosing somebody that Callum just intrinsically hates for one reason. And that's because they used to play for Liverpool. And I just don't think Callum's a big enough man to see past that. So I'll just leave that there. So the player I'm picking is someone who, for a Liverpool player, I actually quite like. He seems like a nice fella, which you'd have to be for me to like he was a Liverpool player. But also, I just thought he was such a good player when he was there. He's adored by Liverpool fans. And as Tosh said, it must be something like in Brazil, where they're just obviously born with that skill, aren't they? So the player I'm talking about is Roberto Firmino, who probably doesn't strike people as a showboater. So I'm probably going to have to fight my case here. But I think if you look at Firmino, he was such a skillful player in everything he did. He loved like a little flick or a little back heel. He was one of those players as well where, like, when they had the ball, the game always seems to slow down. You know, like where, like, and he just seems to be able to work the way through everyone. His footwork was unbelievable, and he could just get out of situations. And I think the main thing for me that stands out as a showboater is the desire. So not just being a skillful player, there's loads of them. I think the desire to make your opponent look stupid. And I think that's definitely what Trundle's got. And it's also what Firmino's got, mainly in his adoption of the no-look goal, which is designed purely to make defenders, keepers look stupid. And he didn't do it once, he just did it all the time. And obviously, when he's playing for Liverpool, I absolutely hate it when he does it. But when I reflect back, I do think it's quality. Like, I don't know, having that as his thing, like the no-look goal is boss. And when you look back on the goals, it does make you. And he was doing them before Liverpool as well, wasn't he, when he was at Hoffenheim,
Yeah.
Yeah, so he might not be a by-the-book showboater, but I think, yeah, he's got lots of traits of it, and he's definitely got that thing where he'd wind your defenders up by making them look stupid. So, yeah, Firmino for me.
It's a good shout. I'm with you. He was one of the few Liverpool players at that time. He was certainly my favourite one. I think brilliant footballer. That goal he scores at home to Arsenal, is it where like he sits the people down? Like I think like Mustafi comes sliding for us. He sits the goalie down. Everything just a brilliant goal. I think that's a great example. Callum, any thoughts? Sean was, I think, trying to get. I think he was trying to double bluff, reverse psychology there at the start.
I was questioning his manhood.
Because I thought
he kind of went with, he keeps you on, but then went with a personal jibe. So I don't quite know what his game was there.
Just if you're a big enough man to see past the Callum, then keep me in. That's all.
I thought when you were starting about hating someone so much because they played for Liverpool, you were going at Bob for some reason, but then you changed it to Cal.
Same thing, really.
I do think he was obviously very good. I'm not sure he was exciting in the same ways that Neymar and Trundle were in how they did the skills. We'll see.
Was far better player in my opinion.
Yeah,
I think you're probably right, Jack. To be fair,
people were saying that at the time. He's just not at the same level as Trundle and Neymar.
He's not quite Trundle.
I remember there was an interview with Neymar said something like, "Just wish Trundle was Brazilian."
Yeah,
and that's a play for me now. So, right, we're going to leave our special guest to last. I think so, Bob. Go on.
As always, I'm going for an Everton player. He played when there was actually relative joy in being an Everton fan. He was a favourite of David Moyes, a typical Moyes good value signing, played in a number of different roles for the team. I'm not going for Phil Neville, which you might be surprised to hear. The man was certainly helped by playing with the Premier League greatest ever left back. But he probably was the single most entertaining player I've seen play for Everton until his reincarnation, Illy Manning, died, turned up this summer. I'm, of course, talking about Stephen Pienaar. So there is the Tottenham link there with his brief flirtation with North London. I don't know. I watched a few of his highlight videos on YouTube before and nearly burst into tears because it was such. Oh my god! I think I've won there. You must have
actually got a Stephen Pienaar Spurs shirt.
Oh my word!
That's and they're ready to go as well.
That was
unbelievable.
Okay, I don't think I need to say any more. Really,
which Charlie Chalks did you get that from, Jack?
We've all got the props.
The rewatching his highlights did make me a little bit emotional before because he bought it. Just a joyous player to watch, really. Some of his skills I've not seen anyone do for Everton since, which is not at all surprising. But partnership with Baines and little triangles, hit those two and Fellaini used to do in midfield, just unbelievable. Some of his goals were very underrated as well. Some iconic moments. Absolutely gutted when he left, but thrilled when he came back. And when I think of Everton showboater, he's the first name that popped into my head. Then that's me done.
Yeah, I think don't think you can argue with it. I loved him. I think I nominated him, didn't he? He's his second go as well. I nominated him for my favourite African footballer, I think, if I remember rightly.
What was your favourite peanut era? Dreadlocks or short hair?
Dreadlocks. Every time. Just the king. Such a good player. Yeah. So good. And see, like, obviously, there's all that thing. I think it's linked around all the Barclays members. He scuffed. Did you see the video today of him on Twitter with like another player with the coral playing? Great. Just the king. Yeah. Good shout, Bob. Anyone else?
Sorry to close. God is great, but Pienaar is better. Sorry, Cal.
I don't know if Pienaar was. Was he a bit basic?
I say was great. Was he a showboat?
I don't think he was a showboat. In it skills me. You said
in a David Moyes.
It's like saying Dan James is a showboater, ain't it?
In a David Moyes team, he was a showboater.
No one else could. You had Phil Neville on your side doing a step over.
Yeah. Sean, I was forbidden from saying Phil Neville.
No, I'm not saying Phil Neville was the showboater.
That was
competition.
I was gutted you didn't do it, Bob.
I'm not too sure. But in terms of showboating, I'm just don't know if he's a bit basic.
Sean, Steve you might be back in here.
Definitely not.
I'll be honest.
At least he's not laying around Charlie Chalk.
It made it close. But yeah, we'll see, Sean. We'll see.
Outrageous, though.
Yeah, I'm with you, Bob. I think can't be saying stuff like that about Stevie P. Right then, I think we'll go to the best showboater on TikTok, certainly that I've seen, Jack. Who's your suggestion to round us off?
I went with down Tosh's route, and I chose someone quite mainstream. Well, very mainstream, and I didn't do a Trundle or a Pina. I was thinking of loads. I couldn't think. I was thinking of loads. I was thinking of like your St. Maximin, I was thinking of all these, but every time I thought of one, I was going straight back to the one that I think of every time, and it's just Cristiano Ronaldo. Like, Lee Trundle apparently made a skill, but Ronaldo's got one mate literally named after him. He made defenders look silly for God knows how many years in the Premier League, La Liga, in Italy, and he still does it now. He still does the chops at, what, 39, 38? And I feel like every game he plays, every game I've ever watched, it's always at least a chop, step overs, or an outrageous skill that I don't even know if he knows how he's doing it. And yeah, I just feel like he is probably the best showboater next to Neymar as well, or Ronaldinho, but I'm thinking Ronaldo is the standout for me. I can't think of anyone better that I'd rather have on my team as well. There's for embarrassing a defender, it's definitely Cristiano Ronaldo for me. I think that's all I've got to say to it.
Not much more, you can.
I was about to say, he's the man for showboating, I think.
Less of a showboater now, isn't he? Like his Premier League era.
Yeah.
I was going to say that one against Arsenal where he's like on the touchline, just like flicking it around, doing God knows what. I feel like that's the kind of thing that when I think of a showboat, that is what I think of, just like flicks and like ball rolls and step overs and stuff like that. And I feel like he did that all the time.
Yeah. Was it that FA Cup? Was it the final? Where was it against Wigan, was it?
Legal final.
And he just like scored him to shreds.
He
was just doing anything and he just couldn't get the ball off him. That era of him was just pure showboating.
It was mainly the United era of him that I was thinking of. Everything is just like, every time I think about it, it's always that Arsenal on the touchline. But when you think about it, it's just the chops inside. Literally had a skill named after him. And it's like, I feel like he's the player to embarrass a defender. If you could have one, that era of him is the one for me.
Yeah, no, good show.
No, I agree with Cal. I think that, and yourself, that first era. My opinion now, I think he's too ruthless to be a showboater these days, I think, isn't he? But I think, just for that, as you say, though, you still can't watch a game without him doing a step over or a chop back or whatever. So,
even though it doesn't look as good anymore, he's still trying to bless him.
Yeah. You say he's flourished. He's flourished since he stopped having to play against Phil Neville, I think.
Yeah. You've got Phil Neville obsession, haven't you?
He loves him.
I actually hate him, to be honest with you.
Doesn't sound like it.
I was about to say, he's the second best Neville.
He's the third best Neville, isn't he?
After Tracy.
Fourth. Ronaldo, the only nomination that can't go to America, though.
You have to. He might not be allowed on the island, actually.
Yeah.
Or no, I think anything goes on this island, as we know. Right, then. Last thing to decide, then, Callum, you've got to have the deciding vote. Who is not making it to the Twitter poll? Who's not even getting the passport out the cupboard?
And it's quite tough on you, I think, because when I do think of a showboater, and this goes for Neymar, Ronaldo in that era, and Trundle, a showboater's doing it to showboat, not just to make something happen. I think Stephen Pienaar done skills to be like efficient and make something happen. I think Firmino was possibly similar. They were doing it for like in their general play. I think a showboater does it just to showboat and just done the skill because he can do it and being confident and cocky and arrogant to do it and kind of, as you say, making fun and embarrassing people. I didn't see that in Stephen Pienaar. I'm not sure I saw it in Firmino either. But do I take out a competitor? Well, I won't. I'll take out, seeing though Sean's giving me a bit of attitude there, I'll see me eye roll.
That's because you're acting like Chris Tarrant, are you?
You're acting like Bob reading the question. Honestly.
The quiz failed years ago now.
From 1992 I'm going to drop out Firmino. I'm not sure he's the show that we wanted.
I think that's a bad call, Cal.
It is. Well, you should have won the Maroon 5 last week.
I think
we can all go for the obvious ones, Callum.
I think if you watch clips of Firmino, I think you'd see a lot of sort of like flicks and the stuff he doesn't need to do. But yeah, your choice.
I'm taking away. I mean, it's purely bias. But,
yeah, I respect it.
But yeah, I'm taking Firmino out. Pienaar survived.
Firmino, by the way, Carl, not Firmino.
Okay, sorry. Sounds more of a showboat. If he's that way, sounds a bit more showboaty. So we'll keep Trundolino and Neymar and Cristiano Ronaldo. Pienaar stays, but I can't see him getting many. There you go, sorry, Bob, but we'll see.
Bob, I'm going to do everything I can on the socials to try and get Pienaar to win this.
Well, don't put Trundle in it.
Oh, yeah, I'm in charge, actually.
No, you're not.
Unlucky, Cal.
I won't lie, I might actually have some extra points here because here I've got a match ball that Cristiano Ronaldo scored.
Here we go.
In the World Cup, so... I feel like I could get extra points, and it's signed by Cristiano Ronaldo, but can't quite show it because I'm on the other side of the ball.
Can you not turn around?
I've chucked it over there. Sorry, man.
Get that back for the photo, Jack. Later.
You know what?
Sorry, there's a knock at the door. Oh, fucking hell, Stephen Pienaar's just walked in. I win.
Right then. Very quickly then, just to sum up, so our showboaters nominated to... Sorry, let me start that again. Very quickly then, to sum up, the showboaters that are going to be nominated are Stevie P, Lee Trundle, Neymar, and Cristiano Ronaldo. So please get yourself over to X and vote for who you think should be going to the island. Unfortunately, Firmino has missed out, so you won't get the chance to vote for him. Right then, should we get our featured game for this week? Sean?
Right, so as always, we have our three games from the upcoming Premier League week. However, when we have a guest with us, we bestow them the honour of choosing the three games. So, Jack, would you mind choosing three games from this weekend's Premier League, please? One of them will be the North London Derby, so you just need to choose two others.
Right, you have to bear with them while I check what football's on. Let me tell you now. So, we don't really care about any Everton games, do we? That's not a...
Nah.
So, I am going to say... So, we'll go for the North London Derby.
Can I just ask, who's at home?
I'm pretty sure it is. It is Spurs, yeah. Then we're going to go for Liverpool Nottingham Forest.
Bobby didn't correct there.
And
still deliver the cow.
And then we'll go Aston Villa Everton.
Perfect. Thanks, Jack. So the three games are in. As we said, it's North London Derby, then Liverpool Forest and Villa Everton.
Forest.
Let's spin the wheel. I think that they're all quite fair games, aren't they?
Yeah.
Been quite kind to us there. And genuinely, luckily for you, Jack, it's the North London Derby, Spurs Arsenal.
Luckily, let's go.
Right, so before we do our Keeping Up Appearances game, we normally just have a little... a little pre-brief about the match. Any thoughts on how you think it's going to go?
How I want it to go, or how I think it's going to go.
Both.
I think we've got a better... Oh, I'd love us to go out with Solanke. Hopefully he's fit. I know he's back in training, so hopefully we've got him back. And then I've liked the look that Odubu has, since he came in. Like, he looks like he's going to try and take a man on. And then Brian Johnson on the other side. I think it helps that Declan Rice is out of the game, isn't he? Because he got suspended. So I feel like we'll be able to use that to our advantage. But I'm not going to lie, I would take a draw. I'm not going to lie, I'd take a draw against them. I haven't got much hope in the... it's the back line. We keep on getting pouted by just... not a straight ball through the middle of them, and yeah, so I'd take a draw, but anything more than that, massive win.
I think even a draw, though, even though, I mean, it's decent result for you, isn't it? But it also damages their...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because it is more like, than not winning the league.
Yeah,
as well.
Like the mentality of them must already be damaged after last week.
Mm.
So yeah, that'd be massive. So I think that's fair. To be fair, anyone else got any thoughts?
No, I've watched a few of the Tottenham games so far. I think they've actually been great, haven't they? They played some really great stuff, as they did last year. And again, I like how they didn't beat Leicester and how they didn't beat Newcastle. And obviously,
Newcastle game for me.
Yeah, they destroyed both of them. And I mean, they did batter Everton. I think very easy. Tottenham could have 9 points and everyone talking about them. But as Jack says, just that vulnerability at the back. And Arsenal, that last game excluded, they seem quite ruthless, don't they? They seem to be like they can win games 1-0. So I feel it'd be half Tottenham, but I think if they turn up and play, I think they could score a few goals. I think Tottenham, yeah, I've been really impressed. I'm a big fan of Ange, so yeah, I'd like to see a Tottenham win. But whether it'll happen, I don't know.
Right, should we get some predictions in then? Anyone want to go first? Jack, go on, what score do you think?
3-0.
So Arsenal?
No. It's 3-0.
3-0 Spurs. Okay. Gone bold.
3-3, all getting a goal each.
I'm going 2-2.
I'll go 1-1.
Bob?
3-1 Arsenal, sorry.
I think the only score I ever got with Arsenal is 1-0. So I think I'm just going to go 1-0 Arsenal.
No one's ever said that about Arsenal winning 1-0 as well.
I think I wrote that, yeah. Haven't all the last North London derbies been like low scoring draws, or am I wrong? Is always a bit of like a...
Well, no, I mean, Arsenal have won at Tottenham the last 2 years, I think.
I feel like we've just been...
The last one was when we were at your charity game, actually, Sean. That was like Arsenal winning 3-0 at half time, I think.
Oh, of course it was, yeah.
I think 3-2.
I think Tottenham have won like 67. I think that's something I'm
And I take it we're just averaging our scores then, please. See if we can do the one and who gets closest. That's like the next round if we don't win, so. Right then, magic number, Sean.
So, as always, we've got to get a number between 50 and 450. And this week, it is 206. 206 for either Tottenham or Arsenal.
And this is appearances, ain't it? Yeah,
total appearances. So, all comps.
And what's the number? 2?
206. Anyone got a song of the week for us?
A song from Showboat from Soccer AM.
Oh,
no, not Showboat, the Skill School.
The Skill School, yeah. Are you going to sing it for us, Tosh?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Hal should sing that one.
I'll be done for cultural appropriation within seconds. And then absolutely no.
So will Bob when he comes in Stephen Pienaar's dreadlocks. Like one of them, like Jogger Benito's, you know, off the...
Ooh, what's that?
Yeah, who's the... What's the one, is it?
Masquerada.
Yeah.
The one with the Black Eyed Peas, did.
Yeah, Black Eyed Peas.
Well, what's like the classic, like Brazilian one? Is it by Dario G? Is it? What's that one?
Yeah, fun that's fact. Canada.
Do you know why Daddy OG is called Daddy OG?
Couldn't tell you.
They sound like a joke. It's not. he's named after crew manager Daddy O'Grady.
Is he really?
Yeah. I think Daddy OG's got some link to crew or something. So Daddy O'Grady was dead about 30 years.
But isn't he disgraced these days?
I think so, but Daddy OG didn't know that when he named himself after him.
And he's dead now, so.
That's true. Yeah. What are we doing then? Do we go Masquerada?
I feel like you can't pick him now. The link's down to Daddy O'Grady.
No, he didn't do Masquerada. Listen to whatever you want. Who cares? As long as it's got, as long as it has Callum Mattei, just vibes. And a Cal. That's all you need for Showboat, just vibes.
Don't listen to Ego by the Saturdays.
The Showboat songs are always great as well. That was also highlighted the week.
Yeah, it was.
Whatever they picked that week was like, yeah, it was right.
Yeah.
But I would have voted for Masquerade, to be fair.
Sad. Well, you don't get another vote, you loser.
Two oh six. Right, come on.
I've got mine.
Oh.
Is this all competitions as well?
It is.
That might change it, but
give Callum a bit of time to cheat.
Yeah. Get his magic trundle ball out, see if it tells him.
Career stats of every player ever.
Can I have a player that ever, if someone's guessed them international wise before,
yeah,
but no one's guessed them club one?
Yeah.
I'm not saying I'm going to go for that one, but.
Is it Arsenal or Tottenham?
International team or?
No.
It's Tottenham, all of mine are Tottenham.
Yeah, all of mine are Tottenham as well. Glad. Just waiting on Bob, I think.
I've got one. If it gets pinched, I'm buggered. So,
do you want to go first?
No, someone else go first, and I'll have a think.
All right, sounds right. Let's make a start then, and I think purely for the confidence he showed getting in straight away, and we don't want his answer getting nicked. Jack, do you want to go first?
Right. Like I said, this could either go really well or really bad. Okay, so I'm just going to go out and say Moussa Dembélé.
Ooh.
That's what I'm going to go with.
What a player.
Yeah.
Sean, you've voted before, haven't you?
I have.
One of your guys.
Yeah, in Streets Won't Forget.
Yeah, definitely. He should have. Did he win that?
What did you say, Jack?
Did Moussa Dembélé win the Streets Don't Forget?
No. Callum said he's not a Streets Won't Forget player.
I said he wasn't in the way the others were, I think. But,
well, you can't trust the word Cal says because he just said Stephen Pienaar was basic.
Was Stephen Pienaar was basic? Why he played for him?
You're basic.
Yeah, yeah.
Who won that week?
Lee Trumbull.
It was JJ Kotcher.
Yeah. No, like Tarap or.
No, he was the obvious one. Or...
Oh, he was. You're right.
He was the obvious one.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, Dembélé could be a good shout. Could be close.
Yeah. Right. Anyone? Tosh, you want to go next?
Yeah, go on, Ali. I had a couple of names, but I sort of settled on one quite quickly, and I'm going to go with someone. I think it was me who nominated him and was way out in international, so hopefully not as far way out as that. I'm going to go centre-half, Toby Alderweireld. I was going on the premise of about four or five seasons, and I think that was how long he was there. I was thinking of Vertonghen, but I reckon he was slightly longer. So, well, probably a bit more longer. So, Toby Alderweireld for me.
That was, it went Dembélé, Alderweireld, Vertonghen. They were the three that I was going to go with.
Oh, that makes me feel good.
You do know you can pick other countries as well, don't you, Jack?
Yeah, I know. That's what I was going to say. Belgium,
right, good shout, Cal.
Yeah, I like Tosh. I went with the idea of maybe four seasons. I went a bit. Yeah, I went for Arsenal. I remember someone I think was there for four or five seasons before he then moved, obviously in a controversial move. Bob's arch nemesis potentially. I'm going to go with Ashley Cole, who I think probably was there for maybe four or five seasons, possibly touching around a couple hundred.
Of Team Shettle.
So yeah, Ashley Cole. I did have another one, but I think he's possibly already been guessed, so I left him. So yeah, go Ashley Cole.
Who was it?
Well, on stage, maybe it might be one of yours.
Oh, okay. Right, I'll go next then, Bob. Just give you a bit of time if you need it.
But carry on.
Okay, nice one. I'm going for a striker that I think was. Yeah, I think everyone loves the striker.
I know you're going to go for him.
Soldado, it is, ain't it?
What did you say?
Soldado.
No. I don't know how long he was there, but it must have been around then because he bounced around a couple of teams in the noughties. And I reckon he probably was there maybe, 4 or 5 years. Probably played quite consistently when he was in Champions League as well. So I'm going to go for Jermaine Defoe.
He was on my list.
That's got to be a good thing.
I thought you were going for someone you've mentioned before. So
who have I mentioned before?
Not. I think he might have been one of your Maroon 5s.
Tottenham.
No, I wasn't paying attention to who you when you started. I just did striker, and I thought you talked about.
You're thinking of Kanu.
Yep.
Callum, I've nearly checked here, by the way, Callum. So I don't know that you've been sending them, but
so the spoiler, I thought you'd pinch Kanu off me, so I'm gonna go for Kanu.
What a player!
He's been was he nominated in African Maroon Players? Five. Yeah, did you?
Yeah, I did him for Maroon 5. Yeah. And he didn't
pretty
win
much done all the players.
Have you anyone follow Kanu on Instagram or anything?
Surprisingly, no.
Okay, you know, on him, I think he's fascinated by the fact his name sounds like Can You. So on every single post, can you believe it? But like, Kanu, he could be doing anything. He could just be like making a cup of tea and he goes, can you believe it? It's Boss.
What's he doing? Like, does he manage or coach or anything?
I don't think so. When I see his videos on Instagram and that, he just seems to be just like out and about with family and that. Just chilling. Yeah. Yeah.
Making the most of that can you gag.
rinse and repeat.
Yeah. Still funny as well. Have you got them all, Tosh?
No, I was on a great run and it's the website. I absolutely hate this website.
I just remembered as well, there's the option of 0 points here, isn't there?
Yeah.
The Sean Award.
I wonder who's going to get that one.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say it because, like,
come on. Oh, right.
Oh, this website, I just can't be dealing with it. I can't find Canu's appearances.
I think it was about 47 he made, anyway.
No, it wasn't Callum who guessed it.
You on yet? No?
Yeah, I'm done. I'm sorted. Just haven't checked my maths, really. There's only one in triple digits, so we know he's lost.
Is his name Rob Page on the Zoom?
Yeah, right then. So we'll quickly get the scores in. Reminder, when we have a guest on, the person in fifth gets 0 points. And all reasonable guesses, I think, quite a tricky number, apart from one guess. So with 363 appearances and 157 out, is Jermaine Defoe.
Gee, no one would have thought he was that high. No,
I did.
Didn't think he was that high.
Harry Redknapp did.
Yeah.
Ah, nonsense.
I did think he would be too. I actually didn't think he'd be that much higher, Sean, to be fair. So yeah, that's unfortunate. But yeah, everyone else is less than 50 though, so we've all done a reasonable job.
Yeah. Well, don't you?
So in fourth place this week with 249 appearances was Moussa Dembele. So Jack, 43 out. Not a bad guess though for your first time. You're playing against some seasoned pros here. Bob's elite level. Third place and 30 out with 236 was Toby Alderweireld. So myself, which leaves us second place, 22 out with 228. Ashley Cole, Callum, and Bob still single digits away, 9 away, 197 with Kanu. So once again, it's a common theme that Jack Bob wins most weeks. So
Can you believe it?
It's good
on life. That's got to go on the socials, that John.
Yeah, I know a man who'll be loving it.
Yeah, he might get back to us.
That would be great.
Imagine him and Trundle in 1 week.
Oh.
And Stephen Pien out of Batacal.
And Neymar as well, apparently.
Get him on next week.
Yeah, it's the biggest week in Keep Up Appearances history, this.
This is heavy. 10 points behind already.
At least you're not last.
Yeah.
Guest is last.
Yeah, guest only had 1 week. I've had five. Yeah.
And guest is only 6 points behind, so... That's very catchable.
Yeah, I know. Right, let's have a look at the league table then. So, in an updated twist, we've now got guests on the leaderboard. They are on one after Jack's effort with Moussa Dembele. Then in fourth, we've got Sean on 7. In third, we've got Callum on 12. Tosh is in second on 14. And Bob extends his lead at the top on 17.
So then we will close it there. Another Keep Up Appearances win for Bob, which was no real surprise. We had the great M5, lots of good debate, showboaters, with the showboater of TikTok, JDB Football, joining us. So please head over to his socials and give him a follow. It's been great to have him on today. And it was great to have Bob's quiz at the beginning. Bob, could you remind me of the name of your quiz, please?
Leon Osman's House of Games.
Fantastic. There's another lawsuit on its way, I'm sure.
Yep.
But we'll just
be able to... Do the whole intro again.
I'll read out the last question a couple of times.
Thanks, Bob. Good. So, yeah, another great episode. Jack, thanks for being with us. We hope you enjoyed it.
It was really good. Thank you. I really enjoyed it.
It's right. Good stuff. So, guys, as we always say, please do follow our socials. Interact with us as much as possible. Share, like, comment, tell your friends, and tell them to tell a friend. And we will see you next week.